In this episode, discover the four quick ways that companies can use video to permanently increase their return on investment.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
And now, guess what? I'm in Vancouver, Canada right now recording this episode. And I'm actually on the 29th floor looking out over an amazing downtown view of Vancouver, the rain starting to come down lightly, the sun setting in the distance. All right, if you want to get access to the view that I'm looking at right now, I posted those photos at wirebuzz.com/46. I'm also going to post photos of the Wirebuzz crew that's up here in Vancouver. We're literally on the water filming at the Fairmont. The team was in a suite, and I'm going to make sure that you get the team photo that we took right before we all pull out of town and start packing up our gear. We had a little team photo shoot to commemorate this experience of being up here in Vancouver. Wirebuzz.com/46 is where that photo lives. And we've been traveling like crazy people at Wirebuzz and have been working with our client up here in Vancouver, filming with some key opinion leaders that have come to join us up here. We created a studio at the Fairmont in one of the suites. And our client that we're working with is 23andMe, the genetics juggernaut. Many of you have heard in past episodes that I've talked about the work that we're doing with 23andMe. I think it's really extraordinary the way that they've adopted video as a powerful learning tool to better educate, convince, and convert not only consumers, because 23andMe is a direct-to-consumer genetics test, and they're really trailblazing in this space, but we're also using video with 23andMe to better educate physicians and researchers so they understand how to use the test to create large population health studies or to better answer patient questions when they come with their test results and they want to meet with their physician. And Wirebuzz is just intimately involved in how they're expanding their business, and I'm super proud to be a part of that project. A couple weeks ago, we were in Reno with 23andMe as the governor of Nevada announced that the state of Nevada was going to be supporting a large population health study, and our job was to help get 5,000 northern Nevadans to submit for the test. And I think we had until from like September till Christmas to get those 5,000 people signed up to get their test and to be part of the big study. But by the time we woke up that in 24 hours of being in Reno, we had already reached the 5,000 number. And then we changed the goal to 10,000 by Christmas. And within the next 24 hours, we had surpassed 14,000 patients who already had qualified and were ready to submit and be a part of that population health study. What an absolutely cool project to be a part of. And that's why it's fun to be up here in Vancouver with a crew of five from the Wirebuzz office, creating a big variety of videos that they're going to use for the next 6 months, 12 months, a year and a half, and so on. I've been on the road for the last week. I started last Friday. I was down at the University of Arizona, my alma mater, and I was on campus as a guest of the university and a student success story, sitting at the president of the university's table at the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new SALT Center right on campus. The SALT Center is the nation's leading academic support program for students that learn differently. I'm a byproduct of the success of that nation's leading program, the SALT Center. And SALT stands for Strategic Alternative Learning Techniques. And what they did for me, besides saving my life and giving me the tools to be successful, what SALT did for me, I will forever be grateful, because they taught me how to how to work around or with my learning disabilities or differences. And they gave me the skill sets to be significantly further along than I would have been if I didn't have SALT's amazing strategic teaching. I use SALT principles virtually every day at Wirebuzz on growing my business or helping our clients through problems. I'm looking for strategic alternative tactics. And Wirebuzz is built that way. Like my company, the first thing we do is strategy for a reason. And the reason we haven't lost a client since we started 6 years ago, and by the way, this is the sixth anniversary week of naming the company. The reason we haven't lost a client, we get our biggest nerds in the room, we understand what the client's goals are, and then we lay out the strategy and the tactics that help them be very, very specific, help them hit a needle in a haystack with their videos. And most video creators don't understand that because they come from a television background, right? And I'm not knocking them. I just happen to come from a hardcore digital marketing background. You know, I ran digital marketing for 7 of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows in Hollywood. And, you know, each one of those shows would have 20 to 30 million weekly listeners. And my projects have all gone viral because I'm a digital marketer. And then when I got into video, I got into video because I knew it got the best results. It was the most convincing. People were more likely to watch it than anything else. And when they watched it, they were ready to take action on a completely different level than what people do with text or with audio. Video is a friggin' beast. And that's why, as a digital marketer, when I saw the writing on the wall in 2003, and I was in Hollywood, and I saw how audiences were responding to video, I knew I had to plant my flag and my expertise in the video space as it pertains to online marketing, because video is a frigging game changer. And when I was at the SALT Center's ribbon cutting, sitting with the president of the university, at the very start of that ceremony with 300 contributors and parents and students, because it was family weekend. When I was sitting there, the first thing the SALT Center did is they played my video thanking the university and the SALT Center for the amazing work that they did that changed my life. I get emotional just talking about it. And it was a really emotional day for me because I was a lost student, and they guided me. And I don't think I would be here building the career and creating the success that I have for clients if I didn't go through life earlier on as an absolutely humiliated learning disabled student that can barely pay attention. And along the way, through SALT's loving support and my own never-ending quest to persevere, I learned that most people are lazy learners, and they'd rather learn through video than through text. I mean, it was all part of my grand path in life, is to better educate, convince, and convert at higher rates, and to help people do it through the modality, the educational modality that works best for them, and that's video. So I started there at the SALT Center. They gave me a standing ovation in front of all those 300 people that were there. And one of the things that really impacted me is the rest of the day when I was on campus with my gorgeous bride. We were walking around at the U of A and going into the bookstore and the gift shop. Families were stopping me all over campus and thanking me for the video. And they asked me to talk with their son or their daughter who was with them about what my experience was and how the program helped me and how I use those same strategic tactics in my business. How cool is that, right? Absolutely one of the greatest days of my life happened a week ago tonight in Tucson on campus at the University of Arizona. Love it. And before I left campus, the executive director of the SALT Center pulled me aside and asked me if I'd be on their alumni advisory board. Don't know if there's a bigger honor than a student that could barely pay attention, that learned, incorporated what he was taught, and uses it every day to kick ass in his life, right? Super cool. And from Tucson, my wife and I drove back home to Phoenix, Arizona. And in the morning, we jumped on a big jet airliner, met with a client, and then went to my sister's birthday party and had an absolute blast in LA. Beautiful night. And when my wife, who's a, she is not a night owl, I think that's the term. When she went to bed, I knew I was two blocks away from my favorite dessert place in probably the whole world, Didi Reese in Westwood. And I walked over there and I got in line, and I'll post photos of Didi Reese and what my ice cream sandwiches look like. There's a line of 200, 300, 400 college students at any time waiting to get in to get homemade cookies, like 10 different varieties and 10 different types of homemade ice cream, and then get their sandwiches. And really, one of them's filling enough, but you know, I'm really competitive. So I had two of those, crushed them. I'll post photos on the show notes page because you're absolutely going to want to see these cookies and what I was throwing down late night Saturday last week. And then we jumped on a plane and we came up here to Vancouver to help support 23andMe to take their project to the next level. And while I'm up here in Vancouver, I also spoke in front of a group of medical marketers about the four ways that companies can use video in their industry to permanently increase ROI for their business. And I want to walk you through that, all right? We're going to do that in this episode. I'm going to walk you through the verbal part of the presentation because there's information here that you absolutely need to know if you want your business to be competitive. So let's do it. All right, there are four ways, and let me break them down right now. The four ways that your company can permanently increase ROI using video. The first way is to add a product explainer video to your homepage. All right. Now I'm just going to give you a quick little like table of contents summary, a bit of roadmap where I'm going. And then after I give you the four, I'm going to unpack them. All right. One at a time. You ready to do that? All right. I see you nodding your head. Here we go. The second way is to convert your sales enablement content, whatever your sales team is using, convert that into video. The third way is to create demand generation videos that help you pique the interest of your target prospect. And the fourth way is to increase the efficiency of your team with strategic training materials in video, because people learn better with video. So now let's unpack this, okay? And the first thing I want to do is I want to start with the first hack. Add an explainer video to your homepage. It's going to permanently increase your ROI. The benefits of adding video to your homepage is that the homepage is the most trafficked page on your website. People are going to visit it. Almost everybody is going to flow through that homepage. They may not come through the front door, right? The homepage is really the front door if it was your house or your office. But eventually, they're going to go through that front entry and look at the site, and you're going to want a homepage explainer video to quickly, I don't know how long, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, explain at a high level what you do and what your value is, because people will picture it, they'll register, it'll click, and then they'll get what you do. 9 times out of 10, if you go and look at the bounce rate on your homepage, it's pathetic. And the reason is people skim. They just kind of visually skim, and they don't follow a standard flow path. They slide down the page, they skim, they pick up a couple words, they get confused or maybe frustrated because it's not happening for them, and it's not happening quick enough. And before you know it, what do? It's the same thing you do. They bounce and go somewhere else, leaving without a friggin' clue what your business does. Add a homepage explainer video, and it'll permanently affect your ROI. Now, video provides information quickly, concisely. It's a passive learning tool, and people process information in a video 60,000 times faster than they do when they're processing information in text. And the other thing I want you to know is a homepage explainer video increases conversions by 20%. So video increases perceived value to your audience, to your target customers, and it also has a higher perceived value to search engines. You see, video gets the best search results. It improves search ranks. And time on page, which is how long visitors spend on your web page, is a primary ranking factor for Google, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, if you're a super listener to this Video Marketing Mastery podcast, you already know that the term time on page is Google's term. YouTube has a different term. They call it watch time, all right? But for all intents and purposes behind the scenes, when you strip down the graphic design of the homepage and you peel back and you look at the code, it is the same functionality that reports back the metrics to Google. Now, Google is a brilliant machine. Take no offense if you're Google listeners to this podcast, because I know from looking at the traffic to my website and who's listening to this podcast, because Wirebuzz, we track everything. I know that Google is here on a daily basis. Google employees, Facebook employees, at least 8 of them a day are going through our website. Kind of creepy that I know that, but kind of cool that I know who's looking at my information so I can better service their needs and I can better convince and convert and turn them into customers. Your business should be doing the same thing. And on YouTube and on Google, when content is on there and the search engines are indexing, and remember, these search engines are brilliant, but they're really, when you strip it all down, they're just a dumb robot that's following a program. And Google's greatest value is to provide the most important, highest quality content on the top of search ranks. You agree with that, right? If Google provided content on the top of its search rankings that wasn't the most valuable, people would go to a search engine that would provide more valuable content on the top. But Google's figured it out. And the way Google has figured it out is Google looks at time on page as a primary ranking factor, as an indicator of quality. That's how a robot determines, you know, if one web page has a 2-minute time on page and the other web page has a 4-minute time on page, well, and they're about the same keywords, then obviously the one that's got 4 minutes has to be a higher quality piece of information. So Google moves it up. All right, so video improves search ranking, and video also doubles time on page. Super cool. Now, I also want to give you a couple of tips on how to get started. I want you to embed your video above the fold on your homepage. Now, do you know what I mean by the term above the fold? Now, if you're over 35 and you've actually opened up a newspaper in your life, the term above the fold is a newspaper print term. It's the most important information is above the fold, between the fold of the newspaper and the mast heading of the newspaper. And less important information is below the fold, right? So if you got a big news story that's breaking on the newspaper, they put it above the fold because people are going to see it as they walk by. And that same term is used in digital marketing. So with your website above the fold means whatever shows up and loads on the web page before you scroll down the page, okay? It is the native view before you do anything. And you want to make sure that your video is posted above the fold. Now, my recommendation is you put the video on the right side because of eye pathing and the results from huge studies from the way that the human eye paths through a website, and by using heat map indexing, it's obvious to a strategic marketer that people flow through a homepage on a website in a diamond shape pattern. They go from the logo over to the right, diagonally down, and that's where you want to put the video. Then they go down slightly to where the fold is, and then they bounce back up to the left side where you've got your actionable value. What is the value add that you provide to your customer? Okay, that is the iPath that humans go through as they go to websites. And so you want to make sure that you're getting the best results. The way you get the best results is you follow iPathing and heat map indexing. And if you want a perfect example of that, just go to wirebuzz.com, look at our homepage of where we've placed our homepage explainer video, it's textbook placement, and where we put our value proposition. There's science behind it. You should be incorporating it. You also, on your homepage, with your explainer video, you want to turn off autoplay, but you want to make sure that there's a large visual button that's a play button in the center of that video. I want it to scream at people, click on me, but turn off autoplay, because all autoplay does is infuriate people, right? Give people the reason to click on it and they will do it. Because people follow a very consistent path. And you also want to use a third-party video player on your homepage. The one that I recommend the most is Wistia. Now, Wistia will keep your visitors on your website, and YouTube won't. YouTube's primary goal of its video player that you can embed on your website is to get you to move and to bounce back to YouTube. It's kind of like, you know, if you put YouTube's video, an embed video on your website, and you've, you know, uploaded your homepage explainer video into YouTube and then put it onto your website, all you're really doing is bringing people back to YouTube. That's their goal. But with the Wistia video player, if you click on the title or you click on, a share button or something, it doesn't drive people back away to their website, to their video player. And I want you to follow the same path. Make sure you use a third-party player on your homepage. It's got a higher perceived value. And people who watch product or service videos are 144% more likely to buy. You want people that come to your site to buy, and you want them to buy at higher and higher rates than they would using other tactics. Video gets the best results. Now, the second hack is I want you to convert sales enablement content into video. All right, so let's talk about converting sales enablement content into video. Now, video makes great sales enablement content. As you know, people are more likely to watch video than read text. I'm at a conference up here in Vancouver. I literally do 25 conferences a year. And I'm there with my clients or I'm speaking, and I notice that in these booths, they have their sales enablement content, and it is 90% of the time in text, because the primary decision maker grew up in a world where text was the way you sold. But nowadays, it ain't. And that text just sits and sits and sits, and on your website, and that text that's printed in flyers that sits on their booth, it goes absolutely nowhere. And the reason is people don't want to work. Don't make a prospect work to learn about your business. Instead, you want to entertain them. Now, sales enablement content only works if your prospect is willing to look at it, right? And sales enablement videos, on the other hand, are 4 times more likely to be watched. Always be thinking, how do I optimize the way I convince and convert? And naturally, a video is going to be watched 4 times more than text. Make sure that you use the right tool the first time. 90% of the time, your leads aren't going to read your text-based content. And these types of videos can be used for years to come by your sales team in not only your website, but in emails that they use, in mass emails to the database and personal one-on-ones before meetings and follow-ups. Video should be in that email, because when you use it, you're going to get significantly better results with your email campaign. But I also want you to recognize that your sales team can become significantly more efficient when your sales team uses video in its process. Video helps your sales team better understand your product. It helps them better understand your messaging. Video is kind of like training wheels for growing sales teams. And how does it affect memory recall? Well, people remember 68% of the information from a video and only 11% from text. So you've got to be optimizing the way that you're educating. If you're a guy and you want to convince and convert a girl at a bar to go on a date with you, would you use a tool that got you 11% of the results? Or would you use the tool that got you 68% results, right? You always have to be thinking about that. Naturally, if you could use video when you went to a bar, you'd convert at higher rates. But the same is true with sales. Think about using video to better educate your sales team. And naturally, that's video. Now, when you do that, your sales team can study exactly how your leaders speak about your product. And instead of having a new salesperson start from ground zero and figure this out on their own, use video to take your best salespeople, put them on camera, and allow your new salespeople to learn from them. And what you've done is you've elevated the learning experience because your best salespeople have already optimized the path to conversion, and you want them to be teaching the new people. And once you create that video, you can now replicate your education process over and over again and grow your team. Now, videos are also going to decrease the amount of time that your sales reps have to spend trying to convert each prospect. And the reason is because we process it quicker, right? You process new information, you're more likely to watch it, you got better memory recall, and video is 3 times more likely to be shared than any other type of content. So it decreases the amount of time that your sales reps are spending trying to convert prospects. And that whole phenomenon that we're experiencing right now of video being shared is freakish. Because inside of, you know, your personal life, when you see a video on Facebook or on YouTube, you share it, right? With, you know, the appropriate person in your family, or maybe your spouse, or maybe your kid brother. You see this guy just dropping a nasty dunk and you share that video. The same phenomenon happens inside of offices. People share a video with their colleagues because they want to get buy-in support. And the reason is, as I'm sitting here on the 29th floor in Vancouver, the reason people need buy-in support is they don't walk out on a plank off the ledge and pick up a new product or service on their own. All of us are far too vulnerable. We got too much at stake. We've got homes and cars and kids going to college and wives that like handbags. So when we make a business decision, we socialize it with our colleagues and get buy-in. And in most cases, the primary decision maker isn't going to be the one that's interacting with your sales rep. So your video is a representation that's going to be in the room when the primary decision maker is determining if they want to do business with your company. Now, that's all super cool. I want to make sure that you understand how easy it is to send video. Our first campaign that Wirebuzz used video in an email campaign to reach cold prospects had really phenomenal results. We used to have an 8-week sales cycle from start to finish, from first meeting to closing. And then we added video to our email and it changed, and we were able to track through the Wistia player and through HubSpot how individual prospects were looking at our content. I mean, people we met at a conference or when I'm speaking, people submit in when they register, or if I offer a piece of content that's valuable and they want to download it, like our YouTube SEO ebook that we wrote that you can get access to, wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO. When people want to download something like that, they get into our database. When they look at videos, it triggers our sales team to know who's looking at what. And then we score those videos. And when we did that in our first email outreach campaign to 48 cold prospects, well, let me tell you what the results that we saw. by adding the word video into the subject header of our email, we doubled our open rate just by adding the word video in the subject header. We also tripled our click-through rate by adding screenshots of videos with big play buttons into our email. And when somebody clicked on it, it took them to our landing page where they could look at the video on our website so we could track how long they were watching and who they were, and we could start a follow-up. So adding video into the subject header doubles your open rate, and adding video into the email triples your click-through rate. Now, that's the same stats you're going to see across the industry. It's not just a Wirebuzz exclusive, and we've replicated it time and time again. That's an industry standard number. Now, but the thing I like the most, what makes me happy as a business owner, is how it changed our sales cycle. But before I tell you about how it changed the sales cycle, let me discuss about the revenue that this campaign created. The first time we used video in an email campaign, we sent out emails to 48 cold prospects, right? And of that, two people signed contracts, two different companies. It generated $350,000 in new revenue to our company. But the part I like best goes like this. We used to have an 8-week sales cycle, and it decreased. And when I say it, I mean adding video into the email decreased our sales cycle from 8 weeks to 3 weeks. And now our sales team is closing 3 deals in the same amount of time that it used to take us to close 1 deal, right? It used to take 8 weeks. Now it takes 3. So in virtually 9 weeks, we're closing 3 deals, all right? Your business can be doing the absolute same thing. Now, I also, every day, get a daily prospect digest, the companies that have come to my website. And just on October 19th, 8 people from Facebook were there, and they looked at 8 different videos. University of Michigan had 3 different people on my website, and they looked at 7 videos. I'm going down this list. It's a laundry list, okay? I'm just going to pull out the big names that you'll know just because I want to show off for a moment. Apple Computers, 1 employee, 1 video. Time, Warner, 1 person, 1 video. Cook Medical, 3 people, 7 videos. Children's Healthcare, I think it's a children's hospital. I haven't clicked on it right now. I can't from the way I'm looking at it. 6 people watched 2 different videos. University of Central something in Oklahoma, 5 people all watched the same video. Genentech, which happens to be a client of ours, 2 people watched 2 videos. Arizona State University, Tempe, Arizona, 5 people watched 1 video, and the list goes on and on and on. And when you track, you now know, you can do your follow-ups, and then you can look in on each individual person, how much of a video they watched, what they watched, why it was valuable. When you do your follow-up, now you know what they're interested in, right? That is the second hack. Now, the third hack is create demand generation videos. And the reason you want to create demand generation videos is because as a strategic marketer, you need to know what your customers are interested in. And in most cases, your customers don't know that they need your product. So following an inbound marketing methodology, right? Inbound marketing creates awareness. It increases traffic to your site, but it doesn't sell. It's like a Jedi mind trick. It comes in from a slightly different angle. Demand generation videos bridge the gap between marketing and sales. Now, I want to paint a picture because the best marketers are the ones that study themselves and how they fall into the trap, right? How they get converted. And if you think about the experience of selling, selling is the wrong approach because we have all developed a natural barrier to being sold. And that barrier is a reflex muscle of moving away. We're like, ugh. Even when you try to sell too much, like if you've got a product or a service and you're at a networking event and you try to explain it to somebody, you're like, start selling them, that you could just see their whole body language changes, right? And I've noticed that when I get sold, I deviate quickly. An example of this is when you walk into the market, the supermarket, and as you're about to approach the front door, you see six Girl Scouts selling cookies. Now, if you're lean and mean like me and you've got a wife that's a yoga instructor, you can't eat Girl Scout cookies. Can't do it. Not if I want to look like I belong with my... If I'm comfortable being the sugar daddy that's hanging out with that hot girl, then I can eat those Girl Scout cookies. But the reality is, I'm not comfortable with it. I'd rather when people look at us, they go, oh, you know, look at them. They're a fit couple. That's what I want. So when I walk into the supermarket and I see the Girl Scouts standing there, I feel like I'm being sold to. And before I approach them, I beeline for the other door on the far side of the supermarket. And you do the same exact thing. You know you do. It may not be Girl Scout cookies. You may buy those Girl Scout cookies, put them in your freezer, and then one night, late at night, you feel like you want to throw them down, and you do. But there's many ways in your life where you beeline away from someone or something that's trying to directly sell. The best salespeople with the highest conversion rate don't sell at all. In fact, what they do is they're just helpful. Helpful is a new viral. And when you use video, you want to think about what is it that your target customer needs to know. Because right at the very beginning, they don't need to know about your product. So you create demand generation videos and you bridge that gap between marketing and sales. And those videos create the need or the desire for your product. But first, at first glance, all those demand generation videos are doing are answering frequently asked questions that your target customer is asking when they get onto Google. Google is the world's greatest supply and demand engine. And in order for you to be found by your target customer, you need to supply the information your target customer is demanding. When your target customer gets onto Google and they do this, all that your target customer is doing is exercising demand. And the way that you get found is you supply it. Make sense? So what exactly do demand generation videos do? Well, many of your prospects will already be your competitors' customers. And demand generation videos show them how your option is better. They pre-sell your products. So your prospects are ready to buy when you deliver the pitch. All right? Now, if you follow a marketer's buyer's journey, like maybe you're an inbound marketer, okay? And you think left to right, these demand generation videos happen in the awareness stage. But if you mentally are following a sales funnel when you're creating content, demand generation videos are top of the funnel. They're really in this like interest and learn stage. Does that make sense? They're getting people, the largest number of people that could possibly be interested, and you start educating them, they start developing a relationship with you, and before you knew it, they start flowing through the buyer's journey and drop out the bottom of the funnel. So where should you start? Well, lots of businesses fixate on the problem that they think their prospects have. But a better place for you to start would be where your prospect's current solution is falling short, all right? Where your prospect's current solution is falling short is your golden opportunity to create demand generation videos and to start showing them that you've got solutions and answers to problems that they're plagued with, and then they will instantly look at you as a thought leader in the space. When people fill out information on your website and they want more information, like let's say you've created a white paper or you've created a mini course or your video has a enter your email address turnstile in order to watch this very valuable piece of content, you start to develop a database of prospects that you can now market to, and it's super valuable. So let's say you're in the genetic space. I bring it up because I'm here right now, and your product is a cloud-based service that helps companies scale their genetic information. You create a white paper about how to enable scalable genomics in the cloud, and you provide 7 actionable discoveries of where a cloud program can help with genomics. And that's valuable to your target customer. They've already got a pain point there that isn't being met, and they download your white paper, and before you know it, you've got a database and you're growing it, okay? So there's a bunch of different ways that you can use demand generation videos to increase awareness. Like for 23andMe, for example, selling directly to patients is what they do, and they're not going to start with the value of their lab or the value of their test. They're selling direct to patients. So what they want to do is talk about what you can learn from their test. And that resonates significantly better with patients. Your fourth hack is increasing the efficiency of your business through strategic training. Now, that may be a mouthful, but there is so much profit that is lost because businesses don't strategically train. And when you don't strategically train, you decrease the efficiency and decrease your profit, all right? I'll give you an example, just a second here. One of our clients is a genetic laboratory, and it's not 23andMe, all right? This client provides genetic testing on prenatal conditions, and they have a test that's actually really difficult to submit. So performing their test properly is difficult. A large percentage of their third-party labs that submit blood samples for their test have to resubmit again because they didn't submit the test properly. Now think about it in your business. There's a lot of waste. In this company, they've got third-party labs all over the world in multiple languages submitting blood samples. And if you shake it the wrong way, if you store it at the wrong temperature, if you, let's say you don't give enough blood or you pack it the wrong way to ship it, the test is a fail. They had a 40% resubmission rate. And that resubmission rate is lost profit. So what we did, they brought us the problem and they said, hey, how can you guys help us solve this problem with video? We created a training video that was required for every person who draws blood in labs around the world that submit their tests. Now, you may not know this. I learned it when we did this project, but that person who draws blood, they're called the phlebotomist. Now, if you've been phlebotomized, I know I have. I'm not too embarrassed to admit it, but that person's got a name, phlebotomist. You may want to work that into some conversations over the next couple of days because I think it's a fun term. And the net result of that 2-minute training video that virtually cost them like, I don't know, maybe it cost them like $6,000 or something like that. Maybe it cost $8,000. Decreased their third-party resubmission rates into single digits. And there's an enormous amount of money that could be found there because proper training releases lost revenue. I know you already get it just intuitively. So I want you to think about how do you use video strategically. There are 3 phases to a successful digital video project. The first one is digital strategy. You know, the digital strategy, it gets laid out by a digital marketing team. And they're the first ones that wrap around their heads and understand what your goal is. And are you trying to create marketing automation? Are you trying to lead gen and do lead scoring? Or are you trying to create social engagement or training or product sales? Or maybe it's search engine optimization. Or maybe you want to turn your boss into a thought leader. All of those need to be understood before any part of the video is created, because that's kind of like the blueprint. And you never build a house without an architect developing a blueprint. And the same is true with an online video. You got to bake in the strategy into the video, because that strategy needs to be incorporated into the scripting or the storyboarding. It needs to be understood by the person who's creating the video itself or the motion graphics, the animation. And that strategy needs to be bolted on into the call to action. That video CTA, the call to action, isn't valuable. It just isn't valuable if it doesn't align with the strategic principles. And then once you get that done, The third stage that comes after digital strategy and after video creation is promotion, which is the way you take the strategy and the completed video and you execute it online. You deploy it to hit a needle in a haystack and generate the results, all right? Without that, if you don't have strategy and you don't have a promotion team all working together, then you really just have video creators and you've got to be able to figure out the strategy and the promotion on your own. And that's tricky business because there's plenty of different tools like what is the email platform and what is the video player and how does it link to the landing page and how does the viewer of that video, how does their data get pulled into the CRM? How does the CRM communicate to the video player? And then how does that video player or the CRM communicate back to the sales rep so the sales rep can look at lead level data and know, you know, who's ready to buy and who's cold and should be nurtured automatically without burning salesperson's time on somebody who isn't ready or may never be ready to convert. All right. And those are the four ways that companies can permanently increase ROI using video. I'm going to give you a quick summary. You want to add a product video, an explainer video to your homepage because you know you're going to get increase right off of the bat, people's comprehension, their willingness to learn because they're four times more likely to look at video than to read text. You're going to increase your ROI by 40% by putting that video on there. And people that look at a product or service video are 144% more likely to buy. It is stupid for business. It's like malpractice for a business to not be using video in that way. The second way is you want to convert your sales enablement content into video. You now know why that's so valuable, not just for convincing and converting new prospects faster, like I showed you in my case study where I dropped my time from 8 weeks down to 3 weeks, but you're also able to elevate quickly your sales team's understanding of how to properly optimize their sales process. And with new salespeople, you move them through the education process so much faster. The third way is you want to create demand generation videos that find new prospects on search or off of social and moves them through your sales funnel or your buyer's journey. And the fourth thing you want to do is you want to increase the efficiency of your team with strategic training and wring out the profit that you've been losing because your team hasn't been trained properly, right? So those are the four ways. That's how you use this tool to absolutely kick ass in business. And there's no tool more powerful online than video. Now, if you want to know where to get started, and naturally selecting the right business videos is tricky. Well, we created a topic selection worksheet that's going to help you select the videos that will be the most profitable for your business. And you can get access to our topic selection worksheet by going to wirebuzz.com/topics. That's topics with an S, all right? And if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, if you want to look at the photos of D.D. Reese, where I got the killer ice cream sandwiches in Westwood, or maybe you want to see the view that I've got all around me right now of downtown Vancouver that's just mind-blowing as I'm up here on the 29th floor with glass windows all around me, wirebuzz.com/46 is where you can get access to that. And this has been a really fun episode for me. I've been able to teach you four quick ways that companies can use video to permanently increase their ROI. But more importantly, I think what I'm doing is I'm showing you the big picture of how you convince and convert at higher levels. I'm showing you how inside of your company, how you can be a rock star in leading that company to make smarter decisions. And as you go through each episode of this podcast, you keep moving quicker to becoming a video marketing master. And the cool thing is you become more and more valuable to the company that you work for. And that is what I'm most proud of. Because as a listener of this podcast, you're ready to rock and roll. Lift the company up that you're working for. Demand more as a marketer because now you've got really smart, actionable skill sets. And you can go and change people's lives because companies that grow are companies that hire more people, and that will make you not only feel amazing, but it'll make you significantly more valuable to the company. All right, I'm gonna keep moving around this big world of ours, creating great videos for companies. I'm gonna share the information, and I'm gonna bring you that information right here to Video Marketing Mastery.